Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome back as we continue our conversations about what's happening at the Maryland Film Festival. Last August, we had this filmmaker on the air, Lotfi Nathan, who was making a film then called 12 O'Clock Boys. The film has been finished. When we were on the air with it last year, two of the men from the film were on here with him, Ascone and Hoon, and they're not here today, but they created an incredible discussion that took place in the air with people. It was very interesting and illuminating. With us in the studio, along with Lofty, now is Pug, who is featured in the film. Pug, welcome to the show. Good to have you here. Welcome.
Good to be here.
Good to have you here. And Coco is with us, who is Pug's mother, and also is a subject in the film. Good to have you with us.
I'm happy to be here, too.
And the number is 410-319-8888. So, Lofty, rather than me take us back to the film, you take us back. Lotfi, excuse me.
So, again, this is a documentary about the urban bike culture in Baltimore called 12 O'Clock Boys. We were still wrapping up shooting last summer when we spoke, but the premiere was in March at South by Southwest, and we're on our festival circuit now and finally bringing it to Baltimore for the premiere on the 10th.
So to give a sense, set the film up for us. We don't have any clips right now, so just set the film right up about what the film is about. When you say dirt bike culture, describe it in a bit more detail what we're
going to see. Right, so the film, ultimately, it's following Pug, who's with us here, who is aspiring to join the group, and he's slowly gravitating towards the group. And the stage is set, you know, with who they are, you know, their context in the city, but at large, you know, it's an insider portrait of one boy's attempts to join the group.
So, Pug, good to have you in the studio. And your mom, Coco, good to have you here too.
I'm glad to be here.
So, tell me about what the film says about you and what you did in this film.
It tells a lot about my life and about.
How old are you first?
I'm 15.
Okay, cool. All right.
All right, the film, the documentary, it tells a lot about my life, how I grew up in Baltimore City streets, and all I really wanted to be was a dirt bike rider. Like, first, when I was younger, I used to like animals real lot, and I used to like dirt bikes. But now, I really like dirt bikes, but I wasn't really focused on dirt bikes in this whole month and stuff that's going by because I've been focused on my schoolwork, trying to pass my classes.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Vanguard Collegiate Middle School.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And because dirt bikes always going to be there. Dirt bikes not going nowhere. Whatever the government say, dirt bikes is not going nowhere. They hear PMOR, dirt bike capital, we not going nowhere. So, how the government trying to stop the bikes, it's not going to happen. It's not.
So tell me, what is it about the dirt bike culture that brought you into it? Why were you so drawn to it?
Because when I was younger, Superman, he used to bring me and my big brother these tapes, like the first 12
Who's
o'clock
Superman?
Boy tape. Pee Wee, my uncle.
Your uncle, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like he brought us the first 12 o'clock boy tape. It was all the 12 o'clock boys. Like, it was only like 15 riders back then in 1990 something. I was younger, I was like 5 watching the tape. 1 going to 5. I still had the tape.
Right.
But it was a good tape, great tape. About a lot of riders, like a lot of nice riders that's still on earth to this day. Like they still living, still riding dirt bikes. And
so describe from your perspective, Lotfi, like those who then go around the room, who are the 12 O'Clock Boys?
That's what's interesting to me is that they don't have a unifying identity necessarily besides the sport. But otherwise, they come from all over the city. They have all sorts of different jobs, all sorts of different situations. But there is a shared impulse to want to ride dirt bikes in the street, and with that, I think it's a certain impulse to rebel. So I mean that's what combines them. But ultimately, it's to me a kind of sport. It's like a renegade sport, and that's the community behind it. And they really report to it as a way of edification for kids, you know, a source of mentorship. A lot of the older guys, you know, like Pug was saying, somebody showed him this, and it was, you know, like something to share, to pass on. So a lot of these older guys, they take in a kid like Pug and show them this as an alternative to other things that they could be doing in the city.
So we have to take a short break right now and come right back. I'm going to go right to Coco. His mom was also in the film. Get her perspective on what she's seen here. We're in the middle of our film festival conversations here on the Mark Steiner Show, the Maryland Film Festival. And we're talking now with Lotfi Nathan, who is director of the 12 O'Clock Boys, Pug, who is featured in the film, and his mother Coco, also featured in the film. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. On our way back to our conversation, I want to remind you the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Mortgage late? Don't wait. If you're struggling with your mortgage, the state of Maryland is offering housing counseling and legal assistance. Maryland's HOPE program can even help you understand the state's mediation law and the Attorney General's national foreclosure settlement. Don't wait. Get help today. More information at mdhope.org or at 877-462-7555. We are here right now as we continue our conversations about what's happening at the Maryland Film Festival. Lotfi Nathan's in the studio. He was back here about a year ago in August. Well, it's not quite a year ago, but it's in August when we first talked about this film as he was making it. He's director of this film called The 12 O'Clock Boys, which follows the dirt bike culture in the city of Baltimore. In the studio right now are Pug, who is featured in this film, and his mother, Coco, and who's also featured in this film. The number here is 410-319-8888. So, Coco, tell me, what is your sense of this culture? I mean, is this part of and the 12 O'Clock Boys and the whole culture of dirt bike riding in Baltimore, from your perspective as a mother? I mean, is this something that's in your family? Brothers and sisters do it? I mean, what is it to you?
What is it to me is that it's a family. It's like, a flock of birds, mm-hmm. gathering up together. And, you know, it's not no type of gang related. You know, we're not here to try to hurt anyone. It's just a lot of people in Baltimore have this gift to ride dirt bikes. And it's like they don't have anywhere to go to ride them. And all I ask, you know, is for the government or whoever to just give us a feel, you know, a dirt feel, somewhere we can go so these people can, you know, ride their bikes whatever day they want to ride them, on Sundays, however it want to be, on a Saturday, and just have it secured by the officers. That's all I ask, you know. And I'm going to go on and follow my son's dreams with him. And, you know, he want to be a professional motocross dirt bike rider, and I'm going to make sure that his dream come true.
So this is where the fine line is, we talked about last time we were on the air, for people when they see it. And that's why I think people, you can enjoy this film, because what I saw of it in its making was pretty powerful, because it's from the inside out. It's not outside in. Lotfi put himself inside and let people tell their own stories, really, through film and to see what the world was. Because people in Baltimore, Coco, see this as the reason they see it as gang culture, because they see hordes of bikes rolling down the public streets, no helmets, no licenses, doing wheelies, going around cars. People get scared, and that's why people kind of see it as a kind of a gang or illegal kind of culture.
Right, but it's not that, and that's exactly why, you know, we had, you know, worked with Lafi, you know, for the years that we was working with him, so that people can, you know, see what it's about and, you know, understand it a little bit more and stop judging it on what they think of it and just know the truth of it. And the truth of it is that, you know, they have a lot of talent, as I said once before, and We just need some type of field that they can go to. It's like, you know, they don't have anywhere to ride. If we can just get a field, all these abandoned buildings out here, a lot of recreation is closed. It's nowhere for the children to go. So if we can just get a field, you know, with dirt, fenced up, security, we'll be happy. But as long as they not, you know, helping the dirt bike riders out, they're going to keep doing what they want to do. But like I said, it's not no type of gang related. It's just that people trying to show their talent and they gifted, as well as my son, you know. So I just need, you know, I just need the public or, you know, the government, the mayor's office, somebody just to help out, you know, so we won't have them on the street.
Let's go to the phones and then let a lot of the guests come back in. 410-319-8888 as we explore the film The 12 O'Clock Boys, which is part of the Maryland Film Festival starting tonight through Sunday. And we'll give the time to the film after this phone call if people want to try to get in. It's mostly sold out, but there are always tickets left. Always. And Michael, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Welcome. You're on the air, Michael.
Hey, Mark, you know, there's a couple of folks that I know that have professional race teams, motorcycle race teams, that, you know, are known to these guys. And, you know, I'm not going to give a hard time to the city about the Grand Prix, because I think it sets a precedent that should be followed in this case. Because, you know, I mean, we could talk about bringing, you talk about the extreme sports exports, to bring big bucks. It could be a pathway to, you know, as I think Coco was just saying, you know, professional BMX sports. And, you know, we ought to look at that as a legitimate sport and industry that it is, and we should support it. And just so I just wanted to make the comment that some of the guys I grew up with who, you know, have, you know, professional motorcycle teams are supportive of this culture. And I think it's something that we need to look at with a little more seriousness.
You raise this is part of the issue here. People talk about the Grand Prix, but this dirt bike thing happened in Baltimore, 12 O'Clock Boys and the other groups who do it. It really is not solely in Baltimore, but a lot of it is a Baltimore phenomenon. It's part of, I mean, one of the things that we learned from the last time we did the show together with our the guests that day, you know, people have this idea that everyone here is doing this thing as a thug. But in talking to Sconey and Hoon, it was clear this one guy operates a big crane machinery on a heavy equipment operator on the docks. Right. And now there's learning it. And what did you say, Coco?
And I'm a certified MA.
What's that?
I'm a certified medical assistant.
Certified medical assistant?
Yes. We do have jobs, and we do go out here and buy bikes and things like that from stores.
And because it's seen in Baltimore as a culture, gang-related, drug-related, that people like Pug, when you ride their bike down, it's because some drug dealer gave you the money to buy the bike. That's what people think.
No, it's not that.
But I mean, don't you get that a lot from people?
No, not really, because all the bikes that I ever got, my mother always bought them.
So I think that's a part of what this film, at least I haven't seen the whole film yet, just the parts I've seen as you were making it, that is kind of defining a culture. And as Bobby just wrote, producer, he said, motocross is global. This is something that is around the world. This could be something that could attract a lot of people to Baltimore and maybe get younger folks in the community and older folks in the community who are into this get into it in a more legitimate way.
Right. Yeah, it's a question I've always wondered about too, if it could go that route of becoming validated, and if maybe that could be the answer. But I see it as, you know, it's awfully complicated, because on the one hand it seems like it's kind of festered into this cat and mouse thing that, so, you know, part of its identity now is about the conflict with the police. You know, it's almost that it functions now as a kind of reckless sport,
right?
You know, but it is true that a lot of these kids just genuinely want to do that as their recreation. You know, so I do think that there could be some medium.
So in a couple months we have left, we want to find out when the film is playing and what for you all very quickly is the heart and soul of the film. What is the heart and soul of this film? Go ahead, Coco.
The heart and soul of this film, to me, is that, you know, we just express what we feel, and we just asking for, you know, a feel. And like I said, in the same process of us making this movie, it was dedicated to my son, and he passed away while we was filming, but I never stopped. And, you know, the heart and soul of it is just to tell our story. We want everybody to know our story.
Quick thought, man. We have to leave in just a second here. Go ahead.
The heart and soul of our film is about that I watched myself grow up in a video.
Right. I hear you.
Dr. Minnie, I really watched myself grow up since I was like 12 years old to now. Like, it's wonderful. It's a great thing that I can see and I can always look back at.
And see yourself. Latfi, this film is going to play when, and final thought?
It's playing Friday night at 7 at the Micah Brown Center, and then Sunday at 5 p.m. at Charles Theater.
We're going to take a brief break, and I encourage you to go see this. I want to thank our three guests, Latfi Nathan, for the film he made, 12 O'Clock Boys, now showing in Baltimore, Pug and his mom Coco, who are both in the film. Thank you both for coming in the studio.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And
glad to be here.
It's good to have you all here. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll come back and hear about a film called By and By, about a gospel tradition out of New Orleans. Incredible documentary film. Stay with us. Don't go away.